You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. A home daycare owner in Tooele is facing possible child endangerment charges after a two-year-old got sick in her care and later tested positive for marijuana, a two-year-old. Police can't yet say how the child got a hold of the drugs. KSL-TV's Lindsay Ertz has been following the story today, and she's joining us live now. Lindsay, a two-year-old child, how do they think this happened?
Yeah, Jeff, well, that's the big question on everybody's mind. The mother of two-year-old Layla Martinez believes that the daycare owner is responsible. Her name is Becky Elwood. She is a licensed child care provider in Tooele, registered with the state, cares for about 10 children. And again, the mother, Alyssa Martinez, believes that the child got a hold of some sort of edible, perhaps, or perhaps another candy type looking thing at the daycare facility. However, what's really interesting here is police can't say that yet. I spoke to Tooele police today, and they went and interviewed Elwood, talked to her, talked to other child care providers, her daughters who are in that house. And while they did admit to at one time having marijuana in the house, they could not find anything in the house and don't really have any evidence to suggest that that is exactly what happened. So again, the mother believes that it just makes sense. However, the owner is telling police that she believes that perhaps it got into the bag of another parent and got into the daycare. But again, the owner is not admitting it, and police are not exactly saying what they believe happened here.
So the owner is suggesting a parent brought the marijuana into the child care center accidentally. Something might have fallen out. Is that the story she's telling?
That's what she's telling police. Now, we went to the home, the owner's home today. Again, her name is Becky Elwood. We went to her house today, knocked on the door. She answered the door, but did not want to speak to us and said she had nothing to say. But in a police report that I obtained, she is admitting that she had marijuana in the house at one point. Her daughter admitted to having marijuana in the house at one point, but detectives did not find any evidence of marijuana or smell any or anything like that when they went and investigated this. So they are referring this for child endangerment charges because they say this child was at their house. She was acting fine when she got there, but later on in the day became lethargic, unresponsive, and then she went to the hospital, tested positive for THC. And so that is why they are referring, and this happened in the home of Rebecca Elwood. So that is why they are referring this as a child endangerment charge, but again, still can't definitively say how this happened.
So real quick, and perhaps most important, it's days later now. How's the child doing, the two-year-old?
Yeah, Layla is just fine now. I went over and saw her today, Jeff. She's happy, playing around, of course, fussy like two-year-olds are, but no lasting effects from the THC being in her system.
Good to hear. Thanks a lot. KSL-TV's Lindsay Ertz, you'll have more on this coming up on television tonight.
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
KSL-TV, thanks a lot, Lindsay.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save